If ever we think of that first Pentecost Sunday, we're likely to think of that scene that we heard in our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, where there's a great rush of wind through the house, and the Spirit appears like tongues of flame over the disciples' head. The men pour out into the streets and are preaching the gospel, and they're heard in every language of every person gathered. But here in the Gospel of John that we just heard proclaimed, we find what underpins that reality. So we can go right to the heart of the event here. Jesus says what will happen, and he says he will declare, he will take from what is mine. This is God the Father will take from what is mine, what is the Son's, and he will declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. So we know that the life of the Trinity itself is an eternal exchange of self-forgetful love. It's Father whole and entire to Son, who receives whole and entire from the Father and gives himself back freely and fully. This marvelous exchange by the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the disciples and on us catches us up into the life of God himself. So what is this, all that is Jesus's, that is being declared to us, but the whole life of God? The whole life of God is being given to the apostles in the upper room and is given to us as people who now share in this great mystery of faith. What does that do for us, and what does it mean for us? Well, we see referred to in the letter of St. Paul that we just read, the gifts of the Spirit. You go back and read those for yourself in your penny catechism. Go back and read the gifts of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit are given to us individually for the building up of the body of Christ. So Jesus, who is now as Messiah, as King of the Jews and Lord of all nations and Lord of every heart, is himself calling the shots as the head of the body. He's calling the shots and is given us, the members of that body, the power to do what he calls us to do, which is to do nothing other than go out and proclaim the gospel of his kingship, his lordship over all. A lordship that isn't, say, from without and is oppressive, as we've come to see in some of the dictators of our world and some of our own rulers, but no, is from within. Now that Jesus himself, the Holy Spirit, inhabits us, gives us life, animates our every breath. What does it look like when we receive the gift of God himself? It looks very much like that first account that we read, that account of Pentecost, where the disciples receiving the gift of God rush out into the streets in order to give away what they've received. Just as Jesus lives in this total reception of the Father and giving himself back to God and for God's purposes, so too now we have hearts that are opened wide to receive love, to receive giving ourselves away, right? Put that in brackets, right? We are receiving, quote unquote, giving ourselves away. And so when we receive this love and life to the full, we can do nothing other than give ourselves away in praise of the God who has given us everything and in service of everyone we encounter, every person we meet who is beloved of God, who he wants to reach out and touch with his love through our act of devotedness to him. My friends, we are gathered here today by the Spirit. It is not our own initiative that has us here. We cannot even claim that for our own merit. And we are given the gift of the Spirit, though we deserve it not, and beautifully can do nothing to deserve that great gift. But we are given it, and we receive it in the measure that we have the humility to recognize our own poverty in the sight of God, that we might receive with an open and empty heart, in the sense that it's emptied to receive him. We receive according to the measure that we can empty ourselves. And the more we are given, the more we receive, the more we give ourselves away, again in worship of God and in witness to the world of his great love that has saved us and wants to renew the face of the earth.